being in the woods, being in the farm, working on the land like we used to do. There's a lot of different things that were happening in the body, and they did have stress, but the stress worked a little bit different. You're walking through the woods, you're out hunting, and suddenly you're the one being hunted, and there's a tiger behind you, and what was supposed to happen is those same things that cause stress for us today. Your body kicks into overdrive, and a ton of things happen at one time. Your heart starts racing, your blood pressure's up, your pulse is up, you have adrenaline kicking through your body, you've got cortisol kicking through your body, and you're supposed to either fight that lion or tiger, or you're supposed to be able to run. That whole fight or flight thing that we all talk about, that's what's supposed to happen. And it's a good response. It's something that's necessary in our body. And if when that process happens, your body does all kinds of things. And some of the things that happen is our body kicks out DHEA. And when those levels rise, it slows down your digestive system, your immune system, your reproductive system. All that's suppressed for a short period of time. And once the danger is passed and the stress is over, your body comes into balance and all of that speeds back up like it's supposed to. Your heart rate and everything comes back down. And you breathe a heavy sigh and you go home and tell your story how the tiger almost ate you and life went on. That was the process. But we live in a different world. What do we live in today? Today, the first thing that wakes us up is the alarm clock. It goes off and we jump out of bed. Heart is racing. Okay, we got scared out of the middle of our sleep cycle. Not quite ready to be up. We jump out of bed. We get dressed. We go downstairs. Fight or don't fight with the family. We've got that going on. We get in the car. We head out to work. You get cut off by somebody, and your heart rate, you go through that process. Then you go to work, and you go back and forth with your boss. Your heart rate's up, your heart rate's down. Your body's going through these cycles so fast, over and over and over again. Or you happen to be a stay-at-home mom, and you've got the same process happening there. You know, the kids are happy, the kids aren't happy. She almost falls off the couch, he hits the brother, and our heart rate, you know, and our thought process, and the clarity, and the hands are sweating. We've got that going on in the head, and we come home, and we all eat dinner together. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to relax for a nice, wonderful evening in front of the television. And you sit down, and if it's a really good show, I mean, this is how we know. We watch a good show because you get that emotional response. Your heart is racing. Oh, did they see him? He's behind us and he's over there. Oh, my gosh, he got shot. Oh, my God. And we go through the cycle, and we know it was a really good one because it was so emotional. I laughed. I cried. It moved me. Now, the thing is our brain does not realize the difference between TV or reality, physically it happening to our body. It goes through the same changes whether you are truly being attacked by a tiger or whether you walk into your mailbox and freaking out that you're going to have a bill there or the phone rings. Or it goes through the same cycle. And so what's happening is instead of having that stress happen and then we move on, we're in a constant state of stress. So instead of it just being a quick boost, our adrenals are kicking out all day long. The system is over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And we're at chronically high levels of cortisol. We're at chronically high levels, and our body is having a hard time functioning. In the DHEA levels that were decreased, causing our digestive system to slow down. Keep it slowed down, and it stays there. Our immune system slow down, and it stays there. And we wonder why we're getting sicker and sicker, because that stress, I mean, this is science here, ready? This is science. They have shown that stress is linked to the 6 leading causes of death. That's heart disease, cancer, lung problems, accidents, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide. That's the 6 big ones. And stress is a part of all 6 of them. Is it important to get our stress levels under control? Absolutely. Because over time, if we don't, the damage that we have is causing all of these physical problems, which is a part of the reason of why the depression is so high. Because we all have different levels. And we even react different to things. Like for me, if I see a spider, I freak out. I know it's not logical. I get it. They're little. I'm big. I live in Michigan. We don't have any deadly spiders. We don't even have any mildly dangerous spiders. We don't. Nonetheless, I have been known, I kid you not, to jump out of a window of a moving car to get away from a spider. I'm serious because they freak me out. I can't stand it. I see a spider, I instantly scream, and we're talking, it can be a teeny tiny one. Nothing can have more than 6 legs. That is my opinion. I think everything else should be gone. And I can't stand them. I just my heart races, I scream, I can't handle it. And I'm that way also when, no, well, not, okay, not that way. That's one of my huge ones. But driving down the road, if I'm driving, I'm great. I can handle any traffic, all the stuff in and out, I'm fine. Smooth, easy. However, if I'm in the passenger seat and somebody else is driving, I'm nervous. I don't like somebody else to be driving. Yes, I know that means I'm a control freak. Thank you. You don't have to come tell me later. I already know that. But I do. I don't handle it as well. So when I'm in the passenger seat, I'm using lavender, and I've got cedarwood, and I've got my peace and calming, and I use all kinds of stuff to keep me under control, because when I don't, it's not worth it. I also use Valor, because that helps give me the courage and strength and be able to handle it and to let loose of that control issue. I've yet to figure out what the spider indicates, but I don't want to do enough deep research to find out, because you have to look at spiders for it. So anyways, keep that in mind. Everybody reacts different. So just because something isn't bothering somebody else doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. We're different. Everybody has different things going on. I mean, just symptoms of being high stress, insomnia is stress. Weight gain, weight loss is stress. Diarrhea, constipation, those can be stress. Headaches, sore muscles, nausea, dizziness, all of those are stress problems going on. And even getting sick a lot. Because why? What happens? Because our immune system is being slowly turned off and it's staying off for long periods of time. So there are oils that you can use that have been proven to be very relaxing, very calming. And one of my favorite ones, and I use this every day, and I don't think I'm a stressed out person, but I use it every day because it makes me feel good, and it's cedarwood. I use cedarwood every single evening. I get done with my meetings, I come home, and one of the first oils I grab is cedarwood. And I put a little bit on my forehead, I put some behind my ears, I rub it on my throat, and put some on the back of my neck. And then before I go to bed, I take my cedarwood and I rub it on my ears, and I rub it on my feet, and I just deep breathe it in. Now, cedarwood is very relaxing. It's a calming oil. You can also use it for kids like ADD, ADHD, that type of a thing, because it helps them to be able to relax, focus. And one of the beautiful things that cedarwood does is it helps our body to produce melatonin, helps it to release the melatonin. And that's really important. Melatonin is what helps us get into a sleep cycle. Now, I use it when I get home at 9:30 or so in the evening. It doesn't make me go, it doesn't put me right to sleep, but it helps me to be able to focus and be in the here and now with my family and be able to spend some time with my husband without thinking of all the things that I had going on. Then when I use it right before bed, I'm able to drift off to sleep instead of thinking of all the things I have to do, because that's what most ladies, especially ladies, we tend to think about and worry about and focus on all the things that I have to do, where guys are more in the here and now, and what am I doing right now, what do I have to take care of, so they don't tend to have quite the same reaction. Not everybody's different. There's some guys that have that same system. The other one that I use a lot is lavender. Lavender also is very relaxing. It's a very calming oil. They've done lots of different studies. Again, you can pull up a ton of studies on it. But it really does help us just be able to relax. And it just helps to take that edge off the anxiety. And that's when you can use all day long. It doesn't cause any, put you to sleep. But it allows you to be able to relax so we're not stressed out. Valerian. Now, valerian is one I definitely would wait till the evening. Again, you could do it kind of like I do my cedarwood. You can take that valerian, you can rub it on your feet, you can rub it on your chest and everything when you get home, and then you can use it right before bed, kind of same concept. I will tell you, it doesn't have a wonderful smell. If you were to ask me, it would smell like what I would imagine boiling stock. But, you know, if it's the one that works for you, because you might try the cedarwood and go, man, that didn't do anything. You know, cedarwood doesn't happen to be the one that works for you. You tried lavender, it didn't work. You tried valerian. Just keep trying them until you find one that you go, oh, that's nice. And then there's some wonderful blends. We've got like Peace and Calming. Peace and Calming does exactly what it says. At least for me, it's one of those that helps just to relax. I like to use it during the day if I'm feeling any stressed out. Like I said, when I'm driving in the car, I can use Peace and Calming. It helps me be able to relax. I can use Peace and Calming on somebody's children, and it helps them to be able to relax. You know, not that they're not supposed to have energy. There's a difference between being energy and running around and being enthusiastic and then being out of control, hyper. And the Peace and Calming seems to help kids get that balance back. It's another good one to put on cotton balls to let them keep in their pockets so that they can rub it around and smell it whenever they want to. But it does. It helps them to have some focus. They don't like being out of control either. Another one is sandalwood. Now, sandalwood is actually more one that you could use with depression. It helps to stimulate, to start getting the process of feeling emotions happening again. And another thing I really recommend, now, this class, we're not going to go in depth on it, but there's a lot of good books out there. There's a book called Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. That's what it is. Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. And then there's, if you look in the Young Living Wisdom catalog, there's a bunch of other books that correlate and work wonderful with emotional release. And I highly recommend, get the book and start playing with those oils. Even in the middle of your essential oils self-reference guide, it lists all kinds of, you know, say, anger and what oils help to be able to release the anger that you have and that type of a thing. So start working with the different emotional things. The feelings kit is a way to start going through that, because there are emotions that have a play in stress, anxiety, depression. I just don't want people to think that that's all that it is. Because, again, those nutritional deficiencies, God made our body. Again, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm a Christian. I believe God created us. I believe he put us in the Garden of Eden, and he said, I give you every green thing. He had a plan for our life, and that plan was every green thing. And when we get every green thing, we get vitamins, we get minerals, we get nutrients, we get essential oils, we get liquid, we get water, we get fiber, the whole host, all the bits and pieces. God put our bodies together to need all the bits and pieces, the vitamins, the minerals, the nutrients, as well as the essential oils. And for so many years, we've been one-sided. We didn't even worry. No one even knew about essential oils. At least around me, nobody knew about essential oils. But then when people start really working with essential oils, they think that's all they need. And it's not true. There are essential nutrients that the body needs. So you need to partner the two, and you need to start playing with it and seeing what you can do for you. And I want to say again, depression doesn't always show. I mean, we have this picture that depression is somebody laying in the bed, curled up in health slippers, and never, ever going anywhere. And there's a point where people get to that point, but they're depressed for a really long time before they get there. People do not know there's an option. We have to step out of our comfort zone and have the decency to let people know there's an option. That a drop of lemon is going to make somebody feel better is a powerful, powerful thing. Just yesterday, I was with a young lady. She's 21 years old. She had her first surgery on her back when she was 14 years old. And she's had several surgeries on her back. She's been in chronic pain since she was about 10 years old. Now, the first thing, I can't even imagine a child being in chronic pain. I mean, this has been half this woman's life, horrible, horrendous pain. And when her sister, because I was showing her sister how to put the raindrops on her back, when we were talking to her and different nutrients and things that we recommended and then she read and what the book says, and we were just talking it through, what were the possibilities for this young lady's life? And while we were talking, I reached in my purse and I grabbed lemon, and I grabbed lemon, what was in Langling. Oh, keep Langling with you. I grabbed the two, and I had her first take the lemon, and she put some on her wrist and some in her hand, and she just breathed it while we were talking. And we kept answering questions and going through different things for her, and then we grabbed out the Langling, and she did the same thing, and she put a little bit on her head, and she put them on her neck, and then we walked through the process. Now, before we ever got to the point where we were doing raindrops, because then we were showing her sister how she could do that to her on a regular basis to help with the pain, to see if it would work, just to see if possible. And before we got to the point where we were ready to do that, you could see a difference in her facial expression. And that was just with the Langling in the lemon. And I said to her before we walked into the other room, she said, are you feeling better? She said, I don't understand it. It just must be finally talking about it and getting it out in the open. And it was truly, those were the only two things she had already done. And there was a difference in the way she was walking back to the room to have her sister put the oils on her. It was amazing. It was Langling and lemon. Have the decency to tell people there's an option. I mean, you don't have to know all there is. You don't have to understand how the science of any of it works, although there's lots of good information out of there. A lot of the stuff we just talked about tonight comes right out of, and these, again, you get from Young Living Wisdom, I believe it is, and it's the book 10 Essential Oils, Natural Solutions for Stress Relief. It's a book list. It's like 10 pages. It's an easy, 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 easy thing. And so if you know somebody's going through stress and that sort of thing, you can have one of these little dollar books and say, hey, I don't know, but what if? Have the decency. Bring them to some of the classes. please do not keep what you're learning to yourself. It's not right. To me, it is the most selfish thing in the world. People need to know that there's an option. So have the decency to share. Start drinking your water. Get out there and move 3 times a week. 30 minutes, 3 times a week. Do something. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you're brand new, start walking just a little bit. Something is better than nothing. And if you try an oil and it didn't do anything for you, it doesn't mean oils don't work any more than if the doctor gives you a prescription and it doesn't work, what does it do? He gives you a different prescription, right? Try it with your food. Try it with your oils. Try it with your supplements and see what is. I can't say that oils will cure anything. I've said it before, and you'll hear me say it a million times more. The truth is, oils don't cure anything. Enzymes don't cure anything. Vitamins don't cure anything. Minerals don't cure anything. Water doesn't cure anything. But if you give your body what it needs and it can absorb it, your body can repair itself. The way it was made, right? If you break a bone and they put a cast on it, what repairs? The bone repairs itself. The cast was just a tool to get you there. So your body's crying out for tools. It needs things. I mean, how long? Osteoporosis, what is it? Vitamin D, calcium deficiency, what they tell us, right? So if they know nutrients can cause bone loss, if they know that, then what makes you think other nutrients that are missing aren't causing damage as well? What if? What if we're right? Get yourself an essential oils desk reference guide. We've got the phone number right here, so you can just call and order those. In addition to that, just check it out. Try it. If you're brand new with us tonight, this is your first time at a Young Living meeting, try it. What do you have to lose? I mean, I have a tendency of saying, we all blow money. We have all wasted money before, and you will waste money again. But what if this is the thing that helps you to start feeling like life is worth living again? What if this was just the one thing that was missing for you? What if that bottle of lemon, we have this everyday oil kit right here. That kit right now is $115. We have a one-time lifetime membership fee. And that membership fee is $35. You get a bottle of peppermint, a bottle of lavender. You get a diffuser so you can take your lemon and your frankincense and diffuse it right in the air. And that everyday oil kit also comes with your peace and calming. It comes with your lemon. It comes with your frankincense. We just said that. It comes with peppermint. It comes with purification, seeds. So many different oils that we talked about here tonight. Lavender, too, lavender. It's huge. And that one-time lifetime, I want to do just one little clarification there. As long as you place a $50 order in a 12-month period, you remain a member. Not too big of a qualification there. We also have a kit where you can start with our Ninja Rod. Again, the $35 one-time lifetime membership is going to get you a peppermint and a lavender, and then you get 4 bottles of Ninja Rod, and that's going to give you enough to have 4 ounces a day. So take 2 ounces in the morning with 2 ounces of water and just enjoy the energy, the nutrients that it gives you, the oxygen. Do the same thing in the afternoon and do that for a month and see. What if? What if? Worth a try. We've got 2 other tips you can get your information on those up here. And if you have any questions, you need any help, please feel free to ask any of the people in the Young Living Church. They'd be glad to help you. We are going to take about a 15-minute break. And I did tell you at the beginning of the class, this is a networking company. That's not our biggest focus, but it is really important just to give you the option. I gave the option on health and nutrition and learning to study for yourself. And I just come back, see what it is. In 15 minutes, we'll come back and we'll have a purpose and abundance meeting. And that's where we show you where the money's made. I didn't get into Young Living in order to make money, but it's been a phenomenal ride as my life has changed since we started sharing essential oils with people. So come back in 15 minutes and we'll show you where the money's made and how you can go out there and have a purpose and help to change lives just like we do. Thank you so much for coming. Hopefully we'll see you in 15 minutes. Have a great night.